This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Small arms fire as the ground operation in Gaza continues. Israeli warplanes struck two urban refugee camps in central Gaza on Saturday as the Biden administration approved a new emergency weapons sale to Israel, despite persistent international ceasefire calls over the mounting civilian deaths, hunger, and mass displacement in Gaza. Israel says it is determined to pursue its unprecedented air-and-ground offensive until it has dismantled Hamas, a goal viewed by some as unattainable because of the militant group's deep roots in Palestinian society. The United States has shielded Israel diplomatically and has continued to supply weapons. Israel argues that ending the war now would mean victory for Hamas. Israel says it's a stance shared by the Biden administration, which at the same time urged Israel to do more to avoid harm to Palestinian civilians. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Russian officials say 32 Ukrainian drones were detected over Russia a day after Moscow's 18-hour aerial barrage.
Russia's defense ministry said in a statement that drones were seen in the skies over four of the country's regions. It did not report any casualties and said that all of the drones had been destroyed by air defenses. Moscow's forces launched 122 missiles and dozens of drones across Ukraine Friday, an onslaught described by one Air Force official as the biggest aerial barrage of the war.
This is VOA News. Maine's top election official could face an impeachment attempt in the state legislature over her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's primary ballot. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Maine's House Republican leader calls the move extreme and an effort at voter suppression, and at least one lawmaker has vowed to pursue impeachment. But Secretary of State Shenna Bellows tells WGME,
I'm mindful that no Secretary of State has ever deprived a candidate of ballot access under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, but no presidential candidate has ever engaged in an insurrection.
And Bellows maintains the Capitol riot happened at Trump's behest.
The events of January 6, 2021 were unprecedented and tragic. They were an attack not only upon the Capitol, government officials, but an attack on the rule of law.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. prosecutors say they do not plan to conduct a second trial against Sam Bankman-Fried. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports he was convicted last month of stealing from customers of his now bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange.
In a letter filed in a Manhattan federal court Friday, prosecutors said strong public interest in a prompt resolution of their case against Bankman-Fried outweighed the benefits of a second trial. Bankman-Fried was accused of looting $8 billion from FTX customers out of sheer greed. Last month, he was convicted of fraud and conspiracy and would have faced a second set of six charges, including campaign finance violations, conspiracy to commit bribery, and others.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang, who says those six charges he mentioned were severed from the first trial. Rio de Janeiro's iconic Christ the Redeemer statue donned Pelé's bright yellow Brazil jersey on Friday night to honor the first anniversary of the soccer legend's death. The 30-meter statue was illuminated with an image of the national jersey, including the famed 10 and Pelé's signature. The Brazilian king of soccer won a record 3 World Cups and became one of the most commanding sports figures of the last century. He died last year at age 82 on December 29th. Hundreds of worshippers gathered at Rio de Janeiro's iconic Copacabana beach to pay tribute to Yamana, the Afro-Brazilian queen of the sea. They dress in white to celebrate her statue on the beach. Scott Walterman, VOA News.